For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have 0 blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Malachi Corley, it turns out, makes a rookie mistake. He dropped the ball before he broke the plane of the end zone.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Into the end zone for Garrett Wilson. Oh, one-handed catch! Incredible! Aaron Rodgers hooks up with his old buddy, Devontae Adams!
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield. Still to come, 5-time Grammy Award winner Michael Bublé. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. There's an old saw in this business: never go full Bublé. But we don't care. We're going to. Michael Bublé is going to join us in studio in about 20 minutes time in support of his greatest hits album that's now out on all streaming platforms and CD and available on vinyl. Ooh. On Friday, November 22nd, The Best of Bublé. And, of course, he's on The Voice, which is in season 90,000, I believe. By the way, I'd turn my chair for you guys.
You'd probably turn it the other way, though. I think you'd be...
No, I'd turn my chair if my back was to you and I heard you talking sports. I'd turn around. I'd turn around and say, you could be on my team.
I feel like you would probably disparage what we were trying to say, and then you would not pick.
Well,
me.
I mean,
wow. Chris, am I wrong?
No. Wow. Why would you say my first default is to disparage? That's not what I do.
We're competing against each other, TJ. So yeah, I gladly accept.
Okay, there you go.
Your chair turn, Rich.
Thank you. Go like one of these. You know, point to your head. Right.
So then that means I go to Snoop. Then and I go.
Oh, okay. Very good.
On fleek.
That's an old school drop right there. John Miller, when he was here. Normally, you choose the squad goals one. When he said on fleek and squad goals when he was here. And by the way, he showed up in shorts. He didn't know it was on camera.
Shorts.
He's as great as it come, man.
Hawaiian shirt, short shorts, and very toe-revealing sandals.
Right.
Yeah.
I do want to say something here. I do want to say this because the word, you're speaking of John Miller, all-time great broadcasters and Ford Frick winners, right? Is he in the hall? I shouldn't say that, guys. I don't know. I'm assuming he's a Ford Frick winner. He should be if he's not. You know, John Miller of Sunday Night Baseball fame on the Worldwide Leader in Sports.
Yeah, 2010.
Great. At any rate, Bob Costas is apparently stepping away from calling baseball games. And I just want to say this. He is one of the all-time greats. He's one of my favorites. I'm biased. One of my most cherished developments in my career and life was getting to know him. And I'll never forget this. I found out through, I believe it was John Walsh at ESPN. It's so long ago, I don't remember how, but I wound up on Bob's radar screen. And he invited, me to hang out for a dinner prior to going up to Yankee Stadium before a game that he was broadcasting. And I was just a newbie on ESPN and SportsCenter. We had dinner, and I'm glad I did it for many reasons, because part of the reason why I got into the business is because I I loved watching Bob and listening to Bob and emulating Bob and talking in a fashion that makes you smarter, if not maybe makes you chuckle every now and then. I do remember David Letterman had him deployed in a hospital on New Year's Eve one night to interview the parents of the first baby born in that hospital of the new year. And I'll never forget him saying, you know, as Letterman was talking to him, and he's like, can you speak to a doctor or whatever? And he spoke to a doctor, and he basically said, you know, the doctor was just speaking to us over the plaintiff wails of babies seeking medical help. And just the way he would just use his language and use his, you know, intelligence and make you smarter and calling the games. And obviously getting to know him throughout the years and his wife, Jill, and he was great. Been great with me and Suze and him being tight with Al Michaels as well and getting to know him. And I just wanted to say that I heard that he's retiring, and it kind of made me bummed out, crestfallen a little bit. His voice is important and it will be missed, at least in that regard.
Yeah.
I'm sure if he's seeing this right now, or he's hearing about it, or if he sees it later or does whatever, be like, you know, I'm not dead. I know it.
Bob would say that.
Very, you know what I mean? Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Can I put a wishful thought out there?
Please, just, always.
This is just for me and O'Shea on No Contest,
yes,
Wrestling
sir.
Podcast. I would love to talk to Bob Costas. I've seen him pop up on recent wrestling documentaries. Yep. Bob was a big fan of wrestling, especially back in the day.
Would you want him to be on No Contest Wrestling?
What?
Okay.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Me?
Done.
Bob Costas, yes.
I would love to. So
I would love to, because I don't know how much he
what's
is
his
now.
History with it?
Well, he's just been an old school. He was an old school wrestling fan, you know, back in the NBC WWE days, Saturday Night's Main Event. I know he would comment about that. Like he was a fan.
Yeah, he's in the Vince McMahon documentary that's on Netflix right now.
And he actually curses in it, too, funny.
And I was like kind of shocked.
I've never heard Bob.
Bob working blue?
Bob dropped an F-bomb, and I was like, did. Whoa.
It was
I don't
great.
Think you should be saying that, Bob.
And we've never heard him swear before, so it was like, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, you kidding me? I would love to talk to Bob Costas about old school wrestling, Rich.
Right. Okay, sure. Let's get you and O'Shea Jackson Jr. talking to Bob, talking wrestling. Sure. We'll fix that up. We had an old drop. I don't know if Del Tufo buried it somewhere. You have it, Jason Feller?
Oh, shut up.
No, that was him telling you to shut up.
Brockman,
he was telling you to shut up. A fellow Syracuse.
He said
something. He told you to shut up.
Orange on orange.
No, I'm just talking about, you know, in Switzerland or something like that.
Oh, yeah, because that was like a blowout baseball game and he's just filling time. And I think it was he was reading the
underneath the Snapple cap, right?
They used to have the trivia. Yeah.
At any rate.
That's funny.
Bob's
the greatest.
We will miss Bob's voice in a broadcast booth for baseball.
Agreed.
Okay, every single, and by the way, I'm sure, you know, Bob, if he, instead of going to spring training, Bob, you want to come with me to the combine and hang out?
Oh, well.
Take Bob to a combine?
I think he'd rather eat glass.
Was the Costas thing about a pig?
I don't know, just play it.
Just play it.
I'm afraid
whatever
to play
it is.
These ones.
Don't worry. Just hit it.
In Switzerland, there it is. It's illegal to own only one guinea pig because they are prone to loneliness.
That's what he remember? He read the Snapple. You know, Susie played me one today that made, and again, Bob, it was on Twitter or X, that I guess Pedro Strop got lit up.
Okay.
And as he's walking off the mound, he pointed to the sky and he said something along the lines, you know, Strop comes off the mound and, you know, looking up to the heavens. And I'm assuming he's perhaps speaking to a deceased, relative, asking for forgiveness for this abominable,
atrocious performance.
She played me that one this morning. Yeah. At any rate, just wanted to say that. It's a Friday.
It's Friday. Day.
It's just every single Friday, or mostly every single Friday, I deliver to you one game into the NFL week, the most intriguing matchups for the rest of that week. And it's week 9, and here's my top 5 in that regard.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top 5.
All right, everybody, here we go. Hit it. Number five on this list. Oh, my God, it's must-win territory. Quarterback returned last week after being on an injured reserve, and everybody just chalked it up. They were going to win, certainly against a team from Arizona, coming all the way across the country in an early window game, and they lost, and Salty Tua returned, and now they're going up to Western New York to take on a Bills team that is essentially looking to print a playoff ticket as the division winner in the AFC East. The Bills would be up over the Dolphins at 7-2, the Dolphins 2-6. They'd be up by 4.5 games because guess what? Or 5.5 games. Because they'd have that tiebreak on them. They'd have swept them. Don't forget, he got concussed in that loss to the Bills in week two to open up Thursday Night Football this year. Dolphins need it. They have to have it. It is one of those must-win games. They must return serve and return to winning form to go to 3-5 against a Bills team that's ready to just punch their ticket, as I mentioned, and print them up. Number four on this list, never would have thought I'd have this. Never. Certainly since, I'll be honest with you, having just spoken to Baker Mayfield last hour, I don't have either the Sunday or Monday Night Footballs on this list, Monday Night Football games on this list. I do not.
Oh.
I'm putting Broncos at Ravens on this list. Again, it's intriguing. That's the key word here, is what intrigues me. Can the Denver... Right now, the Broncos are higher register. Hey, listen. I mean, Bo Nix is playing pretty well for a rookie. I mean, I know we're all talking about Jaden Daniels. Except I don't care what Caleb's doing, right? I mean, Bo Nix is doing pretty well.
Same record.
You know, the Broncos right now, you gotta really give it up. Like, that's the way you're talking about the Denver Broncos right now. And they do, as you just pointed out, Chris, have the same record as the Baltimore Ravens at 5-3 because the Ravens just lost to Cleveland.
Ahead of them in the standings for the playoffs right now.
I mean, the Broncos are playing pretty well.
To stop
that, they win this game in Baltimore, and you'd be like, okay, the Broncos are 6-3, and the Ravens are 5-4. And if the Ravens go to 5-4, and the Steelers are sitting on their bye week, and then the Broncos might actually have a chance here to make the playoffs when the Ravens start winning again and the tiebreak is in Denver's back pocket. I think this is fascinating. How will Bo Nix fare against this Ravens defense looking to bounce back? And the Broncos would have the same record as the Texans. See what I mean? Number three on this list. I can't wait for this one. And I'm hoping the kid's healthy in Puka Nacua. Rams at Seahawks. When these teams face each other, it's just always on and cracking. And I know Pete Carroll had a lot to do with that. Chomping around, chewing gum. What did Jim Brockmeyer call him once upon a time, Pete Carroll? The world's oldest teenager. Mm-hmm.
Now that Dick Clark is no longer with us.
So don't forget that very important
caveat
or piece of information. Yes, sir. And then the Rams can get back to 500 despite having an absolute mash unit on the offensive side of the ball. They'd be officially dug out of their 1-4 hole with three straight wins. And as you all know, the most valuable type of win in the National Football League, a road division win. That is the most valuable W you can have. A division win on the road against your opponent. That has been up and down all year long. Is DK Metcalf going to play? We're assuming Puka Nacua will be okay based on all initial reports. Well, I guess all secondary reports. The initial reports were, uh-oh. Can't wait. Stafford slinging it. Here we go. Number two on the list. How many times are your Cowboys going to have Last Chance Saloon here? Depends. I don't know if this is Last Chance Saloon, but Falcons would love to put the star pelt on the wall. At 6-3, certainly with Baker Mayfield and the Bucs in Kansas City the next night, and the Falcons having already swept the Bucs, this would really be a nice conference win too. And Dallas, you got to start winning games. I mean, if you want to have that storybook ending, the all-in season, all of this stuff.
Still alive.
Gotta win this
Can
one.
Can I quote Charles Barkley here,
please,
Rich? I guarantee a Cowboys dub on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
That is out of character.
Oh. Why would you guarantee? Why would you do that?
Because Kirk Cousins, I mean, I don't know,
is balling.
To you know,
if you believe it.
Number one,
come see me on Monday.
Wow.
Number one, I can't wait for this one. Detroit to Green Bay. Let's go.
Detroit.
Last year, Lions in this game went into Green Bay and punked them. And punked them, and everybody thought that's all she wrote for this division. Or they're the class of the division. They had just beaten Kansas City 2 weeks before. That was week one. Week four, they went into on a Thursday night short week and just dominated Green Bay. And then all of a sudden, Thanksgiving Day, guess who came in and returned the favor as they started putting together some significant wins and turned into one of those young teams that didn't know what they shouldn't know? Green Bay. I think this is going to be, certainly if Jordan Love is as good as we as advertised and as expected, this is going to be a rivalry for some time. Dan Campbell, you could say a coach of the year candidate, or if not a front runner. Matt LaFleur, a coach of the year candidate nobody ever talks about as such. Let's go.
We're going to have a great day today.
And this is going to be, if I'm not mistaken, is this the Brady game, if you will? Pardon me. Yeah, it is. It is Kevin Burkhardt and Brady and everybody showing up.
Oh, this is CBS.
Oh, CBS? Oh, it's CBS. Oh, yeah, it's CBS. It's Nancy Romo.
That's Nancy Romo.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah. Okay, Jim. Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Romo had a good one last week where he circled a guy. He said, this is going to be a run play. You know how I know? He circled a guy saying, this guy just ran out on the field and doesn't know the play. It's going to be a run. And it was a run. And that was a great game they called last week.
That's funny.
Oh, pardon me. It is the Brady game. Anyway, Romo had a good game last week. It is the Brady game on Fox.
You think we need one?
Why not?
All right, we'll get one
more. Okay, here we go.
One more. Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. You ready? I got many different ways you can go one more on this one. You know, obviously Washington and the Giants is significant for Washington. The Giants, this is a last chance saloon game for them. I could have gone the Sunday night game, the Monday night game. I didn't. Go in. We got the, you don't have the drop? Okay,
which,
I should have given it beforehand.
No
problem. Bears and Cardinals, everybody. Oh. This is the Dennis Green, very famous
Let's
game.
Let's crown them.
Let's go. The Bears licking their wounds from the Hail Mary that beat them. They would have been 5-2 coming in this game, and the Cardinals are in first place in the NFC West, the so-called toughest division in football. At least when I say so-called, you're the so. Chris,
everybody has a chance for first.
It's going to be fun. The Cardinals offense has been a fun offense to watch. Mm-hmm. The Bears had a great fourth quarter in Washington and were set to win that one. Caleb versus Kyler, another Heisman Trophy matchup for this guy 2 weeks in a row. And I can't wait. First overall picks,
yep.
Heisman Trophy candidates and winners as well. That's the winner.
Yeah, two of the best receivers in the class.
The Bears and the Cardinals.
It's
very
fun.
Good. Okay. The famous Dennis Green game. We will take a break. Michael Bublé, when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show, don't you dare move. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll talk fantasy football and crooning, if you will, with Michael Bublé when we come back.
For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Hey, everybody. Let's talk about Game Time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas. So you need to see the view from your seat. You also need the all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Let's talk LinkedIn, people, and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Michael Bublé here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our radio audience just returned. We just saw a clip of the voice. And in this day and age, I mean, you commented about my best at ever sign. Yeah. And you asked how many kids I have. I have three. You've got four.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one of the reasons why the voice obviously is so popular is not just because you see stars in the making and you see those moments. It's just in this day and age, you can sit down with your family and your kids and you just know You're not gonna have to worry about a damn thing, and we're all watching together, and I just love this show.
I was really cynical about it too.
You were? What do you mean?
Well, yeah. Before I started, I was like, "This all fake," you know. I was like that.
Don't tell me Michael Bublé is cynical. I cannot handle that.
I just thought like, there's no way. I was like, they tell these coaches who to pick and what to go through and what's best for them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And it isn't fake. And I realized the reason, and this is going to sound bad because I'm probably never going to get to be on The Voice again.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
but, dude, they could move whoever they want into that chair because it is not about us. Whoever's in that red chair, we're there to coach. We're there to inspire and help, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
But there's so much integrity at the top of the show within the production, the head producers, the showrunners, that it has always been about protecting the artists. By the way, they call them the artists. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something you learn the second you get there. They're not contestants. They're the artists. And they're the ones to be treated with the love and respect. They're the ones that they take care of and handle with so much care. And so when you get there, you realize that very quickly. And that's why I think the show's so beautiful, because you get to sit as a viewer with your fam and watch this journey of these people that have... Like, just to get there, man, you have to bust your ass just to get to that first point, that first audition.
Yeah.
And then to watch them grow, and it sounds like a cliche, but to go from, like, the caterpillar and, like, 5 weeks later, it's this butterfly where you go, how the hell, why is this person, number one, a much better singer than me? That's how it starts. And now they're turning into a much better entertainer than me.
Yeah.
And I get why it's a trip. I get why the audience never gets tired of it.
How'd you get your start?
My start?
Yeah, your break. What was your first break?
Oh, no, my break was probably like your break.
Like what?
My grandpa was a plumber for 50 years, and I was 12, 13, and I heard he would play his old records, and I loved him. And I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And so he would take me to nightclubs and bars and stuff and take me with these musicians and say, hey, you let my grandson up with you, I will put in, you know, fix your plumbing. I'll go and put in hot water heaters, or I'll fix. Yeah. And because we had no connections, like, oh God, I wish we had nepotism. That would have made this thing so much easier.
Yeah.
So,
so is Bublé Plumbing? Is it what you're saying?
So it's Santaga. His name was Santaga. So literally, I would get on stage and work. And then these musicians were like, oh, the kid's not bad. And then after years and years of that, you know, I was playing nightclubs and I started hiring the musicians. And I didn't get my break till years later. I was about 26, 27 when I finally got signed. So it was years, man, of playing anything that you could think of, from doing singing telegrams to to a cruise ship to, you know, a lot of bars, a lot of clubs.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing. I was like doing the club circuits. And, but you know what? I say this all the time. I would, you know, my dad was a commercial fisherman, so I would fish in the summer mm-hmm. for two, 3 months, and then I would come back and do the clubs. Mm-hmm. It made me, when I got my break and when it happened for me,
yeah.
man, I was so, like, to this day, I can't believe I'm here. Can't believe I'm sitting with you. I'm grateful. And I think it just made me who I am. And so when I got here, I felt like I was good to go.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. Michael Bublé here on the Rich Eisen Show, 5-time Grammy Award winner, and now one of the judges on The Voice. The Best of Bublé, the Greatest Hits album, is out right now on all streaming platforms and CD. Vinyl, huh? We're putting it on vinyl?
Yeah, and even better, I really wanted to call it Michael Bublé's Greatest Hit, just because I thought it was hilarious. Remember that one time?
That one time.
And they were like, we don't think this is as funny as you do.
And, so some pushback.
A little pushback.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird though. 20 years. It's crazy when I think, because I still feel like I'm.
Because you know, are.
Wow. You know what I mean? I feel like a kid. And so I can't believe it's been that long, but it was emotional. Yeah, it was nice to put out the record and like share all that love. Yeah. All those people that loved me and, you know, worked with me. What about you? Can I ask you? I know
you can ask me whatever you wish.
What was your break?
Oh, my break. Well,
I know technically what your first kind of where we sort of found you, but
yes, getting, how I got to SportsCenter.
Yes, sir. But getting there,
I was a newspaper reporter for my local newspaper, the Staten Island Advance. Wow. You might call it Advance, but us Staten Islanders would call it Advance. Yeah. And I was doing news there for like 2-3 years. Always wanted to be a sportscaster. And wound up saying, screw it, I'll go back to school for it. At age 24, I went to Northwestern. I got a tape going on through my my school.
Is that late for most guys?
I don't know. It's 24 or so. Yeah. And I just decided, you know, after graduating from Northwestern, I'll see what's out there. And I wound up getting a job through a colleague of mine from Northwestern in Redding, California. And that was kind of like, you remember the show Northern Exposure?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
So like the New York Jew with you know, with the log lady or whatever.
Yeah.
That was me. And I sent a tape to a headhunter on the category of it's just first class postage, and that's how ESPN discovered me. It was like winning the lottery at age 26.
Could that ever happen today?
I tell everybody that you know, because I get asked a lot about how I got started and how you can get started. Because now in this day and age, you can get discovered through YouTube
and you could,
you know, make your own podcasts and things of that nature.
Yeah.
There are many other paths to getting discovered now.
Yes.
But that's how I was 26 years old, winding up on SportsCenter and working with all the people who I was emulating. And it was really amazing.
That's really, and that's kind of, it is a cool thing now, isn't it? About, like, there's a guy that I watch mm-hmm. on YouTube. His name is Shannon. His real name is Shannon, but he called himself the hockey guy. And no joke, it's like mm-hmm. him in his bedroom mm-hmm. talking about hockey, talking about the Canucks. And I started watching it, and now he's got this great following.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing it for his job, and it's so cool. He's still doing it from the bedroom. You know what I mean? His, like, wife walks in. You can hear his cats meowing in the background. But I love that. I'm like, how cool is this? And you know what? There's something about him that people did. It isn't super professional. It's not like he's real slick. He's just a really sweet guy who he's humble. He's humble about his knowledge. He's humble about that he's a fan. He's always first and foremost, I'm a fan of the game. I'm not telling you I know more than you. And it's just so cool to watch it.
Michael Bublé is here, one of the coaches on The Voice. And of course, check out the Best of Bublé Greatest Hits album. And this conversation has been years in the making, because years ago, we were in a fantasy league together.
Yeah.
The Jerry Cantrell Fantasy Celebrity League.
The Allison Chains League.
Yes, you're still in it.
I'm in it. I went to the final last year. I lost in the final.
We got disinvited.
I don't know how. Why? How could they disinvite
you? Well, here's the thing. Jerry is a friend.
Wow.
Jerry's a friend. I was complaining vehemently about rules. And I think,
what were the rules?
Well, the one thing that really upset is Jeff Garland still in the league?
Yes, Jeff Garland is still in there.
Jeff made the league over us after we beat him.
He made the playoffs.
Yeah. Right? After we beat him, we swept him, right? And he had a worse record than us. but the last team to make the playoffs
points
is points.
I just read that.
So we were,
which I don't understand either.
Thank you. So we had
because the Miz, the wrestler, he's right now in sixth position.
Yeah.
By points, it shouldn't be by his record. I don't
correct.
Think.
And so we had we swept him. Yes. He didn't beat us that year.
I understand.
We had just beaten him to get a better record than him.
Yeah.
But he had more points than us, and I'm like, what? And I know fantasy football is not real football.
Well,
but
let's just not say bad things right now.
No, but what I'm saying is it should mimic the best it can. That records matter.
Yes.
That if you have a better record than somebody, you should make the playoffs than that person.
I don't want to say that I say this all the time, but integrity is everything. And it's funny because my wife will say to me all the time, it's not real. And I will say, you don't know what's real. It is real. And I'm not, when I say this, Rich, it's not a lie. It's not a joke. Anybody in my life, yes, including my wife, will tell you.
Oh,
I would give you, mm-hmm, you know, the Grammys you were talking about?
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Have them. Take them. Give me the Pop Jazzers Fantasy Football Championship. And I will give you I will gladly say,
yes,
the Grammy wasn't for me this year. That's okay. I worked really hard. I'm really proud of the people I'm in with. But give me that. I want to swear so bad. It's so hard not to swear.
I know.
Give me that trophy. And I won it twice.
That's how bad you want it.
Oh,
that's how much fantasy football
is. On the drive here,
yeah,
I have, sadly, 8 leagues. And I know that's sick.
Eight leagues?
No, I didn't mean to. It just sort of happened like that.
What do you
mean? It was the same as the four kids. It just...
How
happened.
How do you do what you do?
And weirdly, I can tell you in each of those leagues who my teams are. I drafted very similarly. So like there were certain guys that I liked. I had beats on and I liked.
Who's that?
Interestingly enough, it was, I mean, the only league that's different is the Alice in Chains League.
Yeah.
It's because I had eighth overall pick. It was eighth. Not the best place to pick from, but when I got to my position,
yes,
Jefferson was there, and I was like, you got to take Justin Jefferson. At eight, he's sitting there.
Wow.
And then with my next pick, I took Barkley. I was like, are you kidding me? Barkley's there? Yes. Whoa. And then I took Kamara. I took James Cook. I went sort of RB heavy.
This is in the Alice in Chains League?
Yes, sir.
Are you in first?
You should still be in it.
Well,
if
you know what? I think you should be in it.
No. I complained too vehemently. And I think they had enough. I don't know. The league, are the Cobra? Was it Jerry? Was it Fabiano? I need to know who.
I actually just talked to Michael Fabiano, and one of the things I said to him was, I said, "Listen, there's something missing from our league, and that is communication. We should be on. There needs to be a WhatsApp,
or we can all be talking
crap to each other, because there's not enough." There's not enough action. But speaking of Jeff Garland, I really like Jeff. I think he's an amazing, and I hope he likes me too. I imagine this year he may not be feeling as much love for me because he did what I, by the way, refused to do. Even with the first overall pick, and I had it twice in two of these 8 leagues.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would, and it was like Kevin Costner. You know what I mean? Instead of
no matter what,
but it was. No Christian McCaffrey, no matter what.
So,
Christian McCaffrey.
Why didn't you smelled it coming?
Dude,
I smelled it,
and I was like, and I watched it happening, and I was like, I'm not doing. Even if at the end of the year he was the number, you know, he was just the beast that he is. No, and so he took McCaffrey. And I quite early on. I mean, like the minute that we heard, things are kind of funky. You know what I mean? No, he'll be ready to go week two. He's going to be. I got Jordan Mason, and then the trade proposals started coming in. You know,
from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, no. No.
No. Why would you?
My only issue was I think I held on a little too long. I probably could have 3-4 weeks ago said, get me, but I didn't. That's okay.
So you must be in first in that league?
I'm in second with the most points for. I think I had like a weird week last week where
So who's your team? Who's your real team in real life?
Seahawks. I love the Seahawks, and I like. You know what? I'm really good friends with Eric Stonestreet.
Oh, he's one of our favorite people.
Yeah, he's one of my best buddies. And when I was in Kansas, he was like, "You need to come down to the camp," and I was like, "To training, to the facility," and I was like, "Yeah." And so, as you might imagine, one of the greatest days of my life. I love you, children, my beautiful four kids. You were the greatest days of my life.
Say hi to your wife, too. Say
hi. I love you, Louisiana, so much. And hopefully, maybe we can have another baby. There is, you can just picture it. There's me standing there.
Yeah.
And I'm just ripping balls back and forth to Travis and
Kelsey.
Yeah, and Mahomes. And I've got like videos of me and standing next to the coach. You know, it's a good spiral, kid. You know, and I was like, and they were so cool. They were so, really so sweet with me. It was one of the greatest days of my life.
Dude.
I spent the whole day. And then I got to be really good friends with Brett Veach. And him and I chat all the time. And
he's a good dude, too.
He's a beautiful guy. And it was impossible for me not to cheer for him, be happy for him. And I know I'm like the one guy. I know people, it's like, you know, everybody, you know, it's easy to hate on the Chiefs and their refs right. love them and all. Right. I was so happy. And when they won that first championship, you know, they were FaceTiming me.
And, dude, the Stone Street is great people.
Yes. So, you
great
know what?
People. See, I you
feel
there, huh?
like I could be, it could be unofficial, but I may be one of, I may not be her. I may not be the great Taylor. But I feel like I could, you know, I'm an unofficial good luck charm
well,
of the
about,
Kansas Chiefs.
How about you're the male recording artist?
Yes.
Of the Kansas City Chiefs.
So
okay. Because
like
you'll never be the recording artist of the Kansas City Chiefs, let's be honest.
No.
Okay.
No.
But you're the male recording artist of the Kansas City Chiefs who has connected with Travis Kelce throwing a football
Dude,
with him.
I watch the video sometimes. I'll just like show friends and. And what's weird for people that don't know me too is that you will never if you come to a show and I'm in the arena and I'm doing my sound check there's no photo of me or video where I don't have a football in my hand and that's like my thing it's
that's
just ripping it you know through the arena with the band with the crew and God I love my football
you
I love
sure
my
do.
Hockey too but okay. I love my football
Michael Bublé here on the Rich Eisen show.
Can I just read? I mean, not to get into this. Can I read you the team from that league?
Of course.
Which league is this?
This is the one that you should be in.
We used to be in because I made a principled stand that caused somebody's feathers to be ruffled.
Fight the power.
And the thing is, we didn't get an official, hey, you guys aren't in.
Oh, yeah.
It was just
That's
the season
right.
started next year, and we're like, hey we're not in that league anymore.
We
what
never
happened?
Got that invite.
We didn't get the draft invite.
It's the quarterbacks are Mayfield and Murray.
We just spoke to Mayfield. So.
Oh, God. I love that dude.
Me too.
And I mean, obviously, it fantasy wise looked a lot better for me 2 weeks ago, but still, he's still great. Yeah. Still okay.
Hey, what is the NFL in touchdowns?
Jordan Reed, Justin Jefferson, Barkley, Kamara. I've got my tight ends are. Between Otten and Ingram.
Okay. So you're doubling up whenever Mayfield hits Otten.
Yep.
Ka-ching.
James Cook.
Okay.
Brian Thomas Jr., who was an early pick.
By the way, I have Cook and Brian Thomas Jr.
And then
as
on
well.
My bench is Mooney with Mooney? Kyler Murray and I think I said Murray already.
We have made in one of the leagues that we're in together, Mooney is a must start now.
Yeah.
He's a must start.
Couple good
he's
weeks.
He's starting this week too, right?
Yep.
In the league that we are now in because we got kicked out of. Out of
right,
the
we had to join another one.
Are you, so when you're in that league, when you're saying we,
it's Chris and TJ.
So
and
how do you guys make those decisions?
We have a group think tank going. Yeah.
We got
that's
a group.
That's cool. Yeah. And it's going well?
We talk about it, yeah.
Yeah. It's going all right.
Yeah, we have Jane Daniels in this league.
Yeah.
I got Daniels in my league of record.
You know, you sound like my 13-year-old son has a friend named Ryan. We're giving Ryan a shout out.
Yeah.
Okay. He's in he won't tell me how many leagues he's in because it's got to be a factor of the number of leagues you're in, and I'm serious, and so he every single time we're watching football together, he's like, oh, I got that guy,
I
have that guy, I have that guy, and it's just like, who don't you have?
No, I really did draft I drafted similar
So you put all your eggs in a basket.
I did. Well, you know what? I was like, listen, I'm not gonna have that game. Like, you know what's funny? Last night I had that game.
Which
where
one?
You know Aaron has risen from the
the ashes
and I was watching you know those catches were just unbelievable
that Garrett Wilson catch
but so the issue was I had Wilson in one league obviously going against Wilson in the other so at the same time I was going
I don't know how that's
why I don't usually draft like I drafted guys like you were asking who It was Kamara. Mm-hmm. It was Rashid Rice. Uh-huh. I went in on guys that I thought, okay, this is safe. I like this. Cook.
James Cook had a great game last week, too.
And what's weirder is that I was so adamant about having those guys that, like, there were times even in this league when I was just talking, where I would go way, guys were down 15 places of where whoever ESPN or the NFL app or whatever the app was had them ranked. Right. But I just, that was the guy.
I love.
Do you see what I was saying to you that I didn't care about anything else? This is all I care. Like this is.
You said
I
could you'd give up passion. A Grammy to win.
Turn off the cameras. I could just hang here all day and do this, and I would just be. I've even considered having my own. People have said, like, what do you want to do in your life? Like, is music just your passion? Just and I go like, yeah, it's good. But if I could, I would just have a podcast where I would just talk all day about this,
dude.
In
let's talk. Let's see. Can I keep you for the rest of the show?
Yeah,
it's up to noon. Can we? Yeah. We good? Okay, very good. We'll take a break. Michael Bublé is here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll talk some more football. And I got one question. I gotta ask you as well about music. That's coming up next. Again, The Voice is seen on NBC Monday and Tuesday, and right here on Roku on Peacock the next day.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happen. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood One.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy.
Comfy.
I'm cozy.
Cozy.
I have zero blisters on my toes.
Blisters.
And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, Roku Sports Channel. We always talk frequently, Michael Bublé, about if we could only do the show.
Between commercials.
Yeah. Okay. Thankfully, we aren't at this point in time, but that was, anyway. Look who's still here. So you are Seahawk / Chief. I know Carson Daly's a Raider fan.
Huge.
Right? And Snoop is Mr.
Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Yeah.
So you guys like talking about this stuff when you're not
football,
recording?
All day. Yeah.
Carson's a great dude too. I've known
Carson's
him for a long
guy.
Time. I was on his old Carson Daly, 1 a.m. show on NBC back
Carson
in the day.
Talk about one of those most hardworking dudes. I showed up one day to do the Today Show. I can't remember even what I had to.
Right.
And it was like he was there. And I was like, weren't we just. I didn't realize that he was going back and forth and back.
Right.
And by the way, doing that and a great dad. You know what I mean? A good, like.
By the way,
The Voice, he's not just. This guy's not just the host of the thing. That's like a producer. That's a guy who's who's taking care of business.
Yeah. And by the way, TRL back in the day,
I know.
The people he had on that show.
Best show ever.
Right?
Yeah, right?
Classic. I mean, that show, when he was doing Total Request Live back in the day on MTV, had name it, right? Everybody was on that show. And he's great at that. I love what's happening with him, but he's a Raider fan. You're okay.
Sad. There's been a few depressing.
There was a couple depressing. I know these things. They can't all work out. And then obviously Snoop must be out of his gourd right now with the way things are going with the Steelers.
You know what, man? I've had the greatest time, but I got to say, Reba, like I'm in love with that woman. That woman is everything that you think about her is
even real.
Better.
And then
and Gwen is my. I mean. I get why Blake is in love with her. All I hear from her all day
yes,
is
we're
you're
back.
So stupid.
Gwen Stefani says that to you
all day. Blume, you're so, because I'm an idiot on air, and she's laughing her head. She's like, she goes, I know why Blake loves you. You are so stupid. By the way, this there's no greater compliment from Gwen Stefani than you're so stupid. and then who knew that I would meet my brother from another, like Snoop and I just, I don't think either of us knew that we would, like, we just laugh our heads off. We became really good friends.
The Snoop Dogg, Michael Bublé combination.
He's funny, man. He's a funny dude.
No, I mean, we've had him here. He's one of our favorite guests.
Very deep, too, emotionally and everything. It's cool to see.
So I got to ask you this question because I don't know, some people might know this about me. You definitely don't. I can do an outstanding Sinatra karaoke. Like, I can destroy a room. Chris never likes to give me any props.
I've seen it.
You've seen it? Please, tell Michael.
I've seen it. What's the go-to?
That's Life.
Oh, of course.
That's Life.
You've done My Way, too. I've seen you do My Way.
And the way I do My Way, let me tell you how I do My Way, Michael Bublé. This is how I do it. You know, there's that big finish, as you know, and then the musical interlude, and then the very soft finish, right?
Yeah.
So when it builds and I crush that moment, I take the microphone and I slam it down to the ground and I leave the stage. One night we're at in Nashville. What was that?
Santa's Pub in Nashville.
I left the building.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then came running back in, picked the microphone up, and finished.
Wow.
Sometimes from a knee. I'm telling you, I've got a flourish to me.
Can I tell you, Paul Anka just is making so much money right now.
Just from them talking about it.
Because he wrote the song. That's
so
like,
what is it like, though, to have a full orchestra behind you when you're doing that?
Oh, my God, are you kidding me?
You know, I mean,
have you not sung with the full orchestra?
I have not. It would truly be one of the greatest.
Mr. Eisen, this is a
please be careful with what you're about to say.
Invitation. No. To come and join me and to use and abuse me and my band like we are just your personal karaoke.
Michael Bublé.
They will play My Way for you, and you will feel the power of that. There's nothing like it, dude, honestly. And you know what else is true? I should say this about this band.
Mm-hmm.
They're the greatest jazz musicians on the planet Earth, and they deserve the reward of being talked about that way. But they're also my best friends. And when I talked about the league that meant the most to me, the Pop Jazzers League, it's those idiots. That
that's
are in
the fantasy league you want to win more than anything else.
I hate them so very, very much. And we all deeply hate them, but love them. They are my brothers. But those will be the guys. And by the way, they all love you.
Oh, gosh.
They are all massive. I mean, they would love, as much as you might love, they would love to be... to know that that was like their claim to fame.
No. Like, this can't be, and again, you don't strike me as this person, but I do need to say this. This can't be one of those Los Angeles things of you say it and then you disappear, because truly I will take you up on this, and it would be a top five moment of my entire existence to do that.
The moment that you say that we're finished here?
Yes, sir.
My guy Dean Roney is here, and we're going to find out the second I have my band here.
Okay.
Because I'm here.
I would do My Way or, you know...
Oh, I have an arrangement too for That's Life.
Oh, my gosh. Please, TJ, will you back my play here? Like, this would make my entire...
Oh, man.
Done. Let's
Michael,
go.
I can show you video of him.
Yes.
I had from a karaoke bar belting out in Alabama. We were in Alabama somewhere.
Oh. No. We, here's the thing. Those videos, as you know, they don't sound that great. Trust me. I've got Timber.
I like it.
I've got Timber. I've got Moxie, you know.
I like it.
I do it all. I do New York.
Too.
I just do all Sinatra.
I did a version of That's Life where I wanted to build like a gospel version of it.
Oh, my God, because there is some gospel to it, of course. Yes.
There's something in it. So I did a version of it that, oh, man, we're going to have so much fun. We're going to have so much fun.
Wow. I mean, he's
this is not what I was angling for. I was not angling.
He's Canadian, so you know he means it.
Yeah. Canadians fake sincerity better than anybody else.
Wait a minute. That's a great cover. No, I swear to you, I wasn't angling. My question was to literally ask you, what is it like to have? Because I did sing at my wedding, I've Got the World on a String, with about six, seven people behind me.
Yeah.
But not like
there's
the
nothing
full
like it.
Deal.
I've just had, this is, I don't want to take, but I just had this massive conversation about my next tour and even how I want to do it. Because what you're talking about is even better than you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially when you have a group of guys who have spent, it's like you guys, you do this many shows together.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, there is something that happens with the experience and the cohesion of this team. You guys can probably like, listen, you guys could probably, you know the next word. You know
sure.
what you're thinking, each of you. And
agreed.
That happens musically with a big band. And there's few in the world in existence that get the opportunity to play that much together. So when they're that tight and it's that good, it is like, it cooks. It feels amazing.
I would respond to that, but I blacked out 3 minutes ago. I mean, seriously, I don't even know how to respond to this right now. I think that's
the song too, because New York is nice, but it's more of a ballady. Like I know it has the big brass molds,
yes,
but that's life, man.
That's life. Just is when
ripping.
You right, yeah. You know, I've been a puppet, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, but I do know one thing: that if this happens, you know, like if this was at least an episode of The Voice where the artists were trying to get on the program through a Sinatra song.
Yeah.
I swear to God, you guys get on.
Turn the chairs.
You'd turn your chair for me.
I would.
You would.
Yeah.
You
I'm
would.
Bad too.
And you'd
I'm,
fight for me. And
I'm
you'd
bad.
Fight for
I'm
me.
Bad.
Four
for
chairs.
It,
it would be four chairs. Wow. It would be a four chair situation. Honestly, I have brought down karaoke places. I brought it down, man.
Yeah.
I'm not
listen,
kidding.
That's part of being an entertainer is knowing what. I've had these conversations about karaoke. Because I always want to do the songs that are, they're not always my favorite songs, but they're songs I know.
Do you have a go-to, a karaoke go-to?
I do.
By the way, that's not fair.
I'll go to the old school stuff. Like, I'll go to songs that are crowd-working songs.
Yeah.
I'll go to Sweet Caroline. I'll go to Just a Small Town Girl. And yeah. I know I can put the mic out and it's 30. Over. Yep. No one cares about me, but they're all going to be singing. Right. You know what I mean? That's the kind, of course I do karaoke. I love getting hammered with my friends.
Buble, Gaslight tonight, 10 o'clock. Let's go.
Vamos.
Oh, my God. This has been an absolute blast. By the way, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. This went as awesome as I had hoped or expected. And it has nothing to do with you actually offering me your band, which I cannot believe.
You know they're going to be the ones that are pumped. I'm going to send you.
Okay.
They're going to be pumped that they're part of this because I tell you now, they're fans. They're beautiful dudes, and this would mean a lot to them.
I cannot wait. Michael Bublé, everybody,
yes!
is here.
Thanks, guys.
Everybody, follow him on Instagram for that, and of course, the best of Bublé wherever you get your
his
records.
Greatest hit.
Nice.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.